The 11-day Cannes Film Festival will feature the usual mix of star power and an array of movies from all over the world.
I mean, this is unbelievable. There's no city like this in the world.
You're in love with a fantasy.
I'm in love with you.
One of the biggest attractions is U.S. director Woody Allen's latest film, Midnight in Paris, which features French First Lady Carla Bruni. But Arab politics, notably the wave of anti-government demonstrations in North Africa and the Middle East, will also make an appearance. The festival is honoring Egypt as its first ever guest country. Next week, Cannes will be airing 18 jours, or 18 days, a series of short films made by 10 Egyptian directors during the popular uprising that toppled longtime President Hosni Mubarak. Tunisia's so-called Jasmine Revolution will also be featured with Plus Jamais Peur, or No More Fear, a documentary shot during the January protests that chased dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali from power. The movie features key participants in the Tunisian revolt, including human rights lawyer Khadia Nasraoui.
C'est un début de victoire, le fait que Ben Ali quitte le pays.
In an interview with VOA during the January uprising, Nasraoui said the departure of Ben Ali was the beginning of a victory, but a victory that was far from complete. For his part, director Mourad Sheikh told the Agence France-Presse news agency that his title, No More Fear, appeared on the walls of Tunis during the revolt, symbolizing a wall of fear, he said, that had collapsed. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.